This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working again no more.
That have felt like this in their lifetime. Raise your hand if you have felt that way. Oh, I see lots of hands going up. I have my special glasses on where I can see across the country. Hey, everybody. Welcome to 2023. As I said in our previous show, it's here. Hard to believe, right? But we have turned the page. And it is interesting to see what's happening on the job front because there are people that are saying that because they're being asked to go back to work, meaning go back to work in the office. And they don't want to go back to work in the office. They want to stay at home and be able to work in their jammies or whatever. I can't say that I blame people for that, but there has been some interesting fallout from what we saw in attributed to the pandemic. And there was a huge kind of funny story in the in the Wall Street Journal where they talked about, you know, more bosses ordering workers back to the office because we're seeing this shift in the job market. And some of them, it comes down to, are you willing to do it or not? Like at Vanguard, which is based outside of Philly, they sent a memo to employees in December saying that, look, the company's requirement is you got to work in the offices on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And if you don't do it, they're being told that you don't do it. If you don't comply with the return to office policy, you're going to be terminated in the next couple of weeks, and you're not going to even get severance. Yikes. That's awful, right? And Oklahoma City, we got people listening to us in the great area of Oklahoma City. They've got a technology company, Paycom Software. Some people of the technology team were told that they would need to come in the office, work in the office 5 days a week beginning in January. That was a memo that was out. The Wall Street Journal had it. And bosses said in the memo, with a number of critical projects, teams have to perform at their highest level. So 80% of the company's employees are already working 5 days a week at the headquarters. They started returning in August of 2021. And from the start, they said, you know, this is going to be a temporary solution while we prioritize everyone's health and well-being. All right, speaking of taking this job and shoving it, he wants the job. He doesn't want that. But looking at what's happening with Kevin McCarthy and the chaos on the Hill, when have you heard me say chaos on the Hill? Probably a lot. But in this case, you're talking about getting the 118th Congress underway and the Republicans who have the majority having that desired speaker slot. But in these votes, because you have to win the vote, and they have the numbers. So House Republicans have a 222-seat edge in the new Congress. McCarthy just needs 218. They've had three votes. It's getting 203. They had to have three votes and finally shut it down for the day and said forget about it. So it's tense because there are Republicans who are not voting for McCarthy. They do not want to vote for him. He needs to hit the threshold of 218, right? So McCarthy says he's given in to a number of demands, concessions, if you will, to some of the voices, conservatives opposing him, and including making it easier to topple the sitting speaker. But the efforts so far don't seem to be enough. So it was really crazy to watch this unfold. I watched a chunk of it today, and it's not there. So what do they do if he doesn't get enough votes? Then does some other Republican end up getting that spot? And, you know, McCarthy This is what happens. He's moved his stuff already into the Speaker's office. So Nancy Pelosi is gone. His stuff is moved in, and he does not have this spot. The House is adjourned until Wednesday at noon, and Republicans are scrambling to find a path forward, and they don't have one. So this drawn-out fight is deepening the divide among House Republicans, and Kevin McCarthy's political career is hanging in the balance over this, right? Now, he's going to have a weaker hand to play in his position if he does become Speaker, by the way, but he's not getting the votes anyway. So it's not enough. 218 is what he has to have. So the tally for the first vote was 203. 19 Republicans voted for other candidates. The tally for the second ballot, 203 again. 19 votes went, in fact, to Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio. Jordan, who wanted to make sure that McCarthy knew he wasn't vying for the job, nominated him ahead of the second ballot. In the third round of voting, 202 votes for McCarthy, 20 for Jordan, and you know, then you had Representative Byron Donalds joining the 19 lawmakers who had voted against McCarthy in the first two rounds, because he and his name was being pushed forward too, but he initially had had not been there, so and not gone along with it. So anyway. He has said he's getting animated because he keeps getting asked about what's going on, and he's saying apparently I've earned this job, but he may not get it. He may not get this job. So dealing, trying to make deals, cut deals, it might not happen. It might not happen for him. So it is wild to watch this. Really sad. And what people are talking about across the nation, besides that, I suppose, is absolutely this: Damar Hamlin, who is a name you might not have even known. You might not be a football fan, or maybe you are a fan, or just even casually watching the game. But the Buffalo Bills' young safety is still sedated. He had to be resuscitated twice on Monday, once on the field, once at the hospital at the University of Cincinnati, playing a game against the Bengals, a big game on Monday Night Football that ended up being postponed, took a hit, and in critical condition after the 24-year-old, after suffering a cardiac arrest, collapsing on the field. It was a scary, stunning moment. Players were praying and weeping and embracing each other. He was taken away in an ambulance, and more details are keep emerging. He slipped over on his stomach to help with the blood on his lungs. His family is there, and they're trying to give updates when they can. And wow, he fell on his back moments after getting up from an open field tackle of the Bengals wide receiver, this guy T. Higgins, who keeps tweeting out that he's sending him prayers, just like so many other people in the NFL and people not connected with the NFL. His heartbeat was restored in the field. He was transferred to the medical center, and that's where he's at now in critical condition. And let's hope this outcome is a good outcome, because it's really, really touched off a huge support for him, and you can see the humanity, and it's really a very, very tough, tough story. Coming up next, your thoughts on that and many other things as we head to the mailbag.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Hi, thanks for all of your emails. It is 2023. Woohoo! And you're here, and I'm here, and that's the good news. I am just shocked at how much email that we get. KateDelaneyRadio.com, 24/7. It is open, my friends, for whatever comments you have. Let's go to this one from Jack, who listens to us in New Orleans, and he says, Katie, wow, so tough to see that Monday night game. I was actually thinking about you and telling my wife, I'm sure Kate's watching this, and we were watching, and I've actually turned her into a little bit of a fan of the game, and then she watches what happens with DeMar Hamlin and was asking me a lot of questions, and it was clear that he wasn't breathing. We didn't know a lot of details, but you could tell that the words weren't there for anybody on ESPN, and they were smart. They were focusing on him, and I just think that Goodell should have canceled that game, postponed it a lot sooner. What do you think? Oh, absolutely. Look, the commissioner did release a statement that the game's not going to resume this week. They talked to both teams, and there's no way with the heavy hearts that everybody's having. They said, no, we're not going to do it. But they should have called that sooner. You could see the, and I've never seen that, as somebody who's covered the game, who's interviewed hundreds of players, who covered the Giants, and I could go on and on, the teams that the Cowboys, flew with the Cowboys, covered the Cowboys, went to training camps, and have talked to many, many players in my career and watched things that happen and watched them go through injuries, but nothing ever, ever like what we saw on Monday. And I think they should have made a quicker call on that, but hey, you know, it's now all about Hamlin. That's what it's about. And that's what Mary says. Mary says, hi, Ms. Delaney. I wanted to tell you I like the show, and I was watching with my family. We were all off, and we were watching the Monday night football football game. I'm originally from Cincinnati, and we're, some of us anyway, are Bengals fans, and we were excited to see the matchup and very, very sad with what happened to the young football player from Buffalo. We're all praying for him. My young girls keep asking me how he's doing because they were actually up and watching too, so they know about it, and they've asked questions about it, and we know that he had a cardiac arrest, and I've explained that to them, and I think a lot of people are pulling and praying for DeMar Hamlin. So I believe in the power of prayer, and let's go. I agree. I'm right there with you, and good for you explaining to them what happened and all of that. And the Bills are saying they're grateful and thankful for the outpouring of support they have. The family saying the same thing. I mean, people feel helpless, and they want... They saw what happened, and you know, you realize, I've said this before, but, and because I had a front row seat and I really got educated in it, you realize that, you know, it is a violent sport. I mean, I love covering the NFL. I like watching. I am a fan, but I realize what's happening when they're out there on the field, and I realized it, and I said this story the other day. I was covering the Cowboys, I was flying with the Cowboys, and I didn't have to go necessarily down on the field. I did at the end of the game to get to the locker room, then we'd all get on the plane together and fly out because I was on the Cowboys plane. But I went down to the field a little bit early because to go to the locker room, they were like, oh, if you want to go down, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to just go down. So I went down, and I was standing there with the photographers, and a couple of plays happened near me where I was on the sideline, and I just watched the speed, how fast it moved. And I, not that I didn't know that, but being higher up in the press box and being at practices was a whole different thing than the speed that I saw and some of the hits. And this was a weird thing with him. He tackled T. Higgins. And it was midfield. It was a reception over the middle near midfield. And he led with his, Higgins, the Cincinnati player, led with his right shoulder, hit Hamlin in the chest. And Hamlin got up afterwards. He was on his feet, and then he collapsed. And then that's when they ran out immediately. Then the stretcher comes out, and they're trying to protect his head. And then there's CPR, and then everything happened after that. So, yeah, definitely. It's sending as much prayers up as possible. All right, one more. This one is from Ben, who says, Kate, people feel so helpless in this DeMar Hamlin situation. And seeing it or hearing about it, even people who are not fans of the NFL or just don't know anything, are just not fans or either way. But now that they know the situation, and it's so cool to see what's happened with people trying to reach out and send messages through a simple GoFundMe page that he happened to have up for a charity to help kids with, you know, not just toys, but other things that they needed. And so you realize the impact that you can have. And it's great that people are reaching out and they're doing that and then showing their support and then putting words of prayers and prayers to the family and all that. Because, you know, the family's probably reading it. It probably makes them feel something when they feel probably, you know, helpless. Well said. So I said that in the top of the show, I think, talking about the fact that he just happened to set this up because he wanted to help kids in the neighborhood and started this charity, which is great that he did that, and it, you know, community initiative that he had. And so he had this fund up. So when people found out about the fund, it was like, okay, this is the way we can reach out. And so this little fund where the goal, which I thought the goal was actually higher, but the goal was 2,500 dollars. That's all he was wanted when he put this, his foundation, put this GoFundMe page up. Now they're close to $6 million. And people are donating whatever they can, like little amounts, you know, like $10, $20, and saying, hey, I just saw something recently, a guy put up from a Saints fan, praying for you tomorrow, you know, praying for recovery. Somebody else put $20. Life is bigger than sports. Keeping you lifted in prayer, all that kind of thing. And I think for the family, they're probably going through this and reading it because it's got to make them feel something, feel that people are there pulling for them, like an incredible amount of people. All right, let's switch to something else. This one is from Joseph, who says, Kate, wow, what is wrong with our Republicans? I don't get it. They finally get the majority in the House, which they couldn't get the Senate, so they get the House. And now you have this cockamamie chaos around Kevin McCarthy, who talks out of both sides of his mouth, and that's probably the problem because he's trying to satisfy one thread of the party versus another thread of the party, and he's not getting the votes that he needs. And I kind of just hope that this thing goes his way. He needs to get the votes, and they need to move on. But it does make you wonder that he might not get them, and then somebody else has to be lifted up. And who is that person? And this is a moment for Republicans, and frankly, they're blowing it. But you just knew it was set up for that. I like how you say that, Joseph. It was set up for that. Thanks for the email. Because heading into it, he was struggling. You could tell he was, because that was the conversation. He was struggling to get the votes. And so then it becomes official. Then you take the vote, and he doesn't get the votes. Then you take the vote again, and he doesn't get the votes. And, oh, let's do it a third time, and he doesn't get the votes. And so now what happens when everything reconvenes again on Wednesday? All right, let's squeeze in this one. This is from Hal. Kate, can you imagine winning $785 million? What would you do with that money? Well, thank you for that. You're talking about the Mega Millions. Thank you for sending the email. Of course, I love lottery discussions. If you had an outrageous sum of money, what would you do with it? How many mountains would you move to help people? How many mountains would you buy and live on top of them? I don't know. It's going to be higher than $785 million, by the way, because according to what I have, I don't think anybody got the winning numbers. I looked them up, and nobody got all of them. So, yeah, have a couple new millionaires, but nobody that got the big jackpot. So how about that? So it's going to go up again. Somebody, you know, it's like what they say. Somebody has to win. Imagine grappling with that question. What do I do? All right, coming up next, we're talking to a really super talented guy, Steve Diamond, about what he's done with his career, how he's taken a couple of different hats that he's worn and turned it into something really interesting. And then Harry Josephson, a conversation with him about addiction. What do you do when you have a kid that is seriously addicted and you love them and you're trying to do everything you can to get them off of drugs and it takes a long time and what a struggle it is, and he tells you what he did. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students is waiving extradition to face murder charges in the state. According to his public defender, Brian Koberger wants to return to Idaho to prove he's innocent. He was arrested last week after weeks of investigations led by the local police and FBI. The former king of crypto appears before a judge in federal court.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried pleaded not guilty to fraud and other criminal charges, making his second appearance in a U.S. court following the collapse of his cryptocurrency exchange. He faces over 100 years in prison if convicted. I'm Tim Berg.
It appears House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy will lose the second round of voting in the election for Speaker. McCarthy doesn't have the votes to hit the 218 that's needed to secure the Speaker's gavel. Multiple ballots have been needed to choose a Speaker, something the House hasn't seen in 100 years. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Imagine this, you're 12 years old and you're already a hit on the corporate convention circuit. You are raking in hundreds of thousands of dollars a year and you're performing and touring in a two-hour illusion show that includes real lions and tigers. Wow. Our next guest, he's in our virtual green room right now, Stephen Diamond. I mentioned this. He's performed magic and illusion for the past 3 decades, in fact, all over the place. I mean, you name it. Germany, Chile, Argentina, Colombia. Well, you get the story. And he also has a new book called OCD, A Life Among Secrets, and there's so many people that suffer from obsessive compulsive disorder. So, man, he's doing all that, and he's dealing with that. Are you kidding? And I haven't even told you everything yet. This is just the beginning. Stephen, thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, Kay, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here tonight with you and your guests.
So I think a lot of people, too, now recently know you from the story you tell on Netflix in that series Tiger King 2 and what that was like surviving and really a truly wicked, evil mastermind cult leader. Tell us about that, I guess, first.
Well, I'll tell you, the very first thing that comes to mind when I hear you say that is that you never know that you're in a cult while you're in it. It's only once you have time and separation and some distance away from it that you're able to break the spell, look back, and realize that indeed you were being heavily manipulated and controlled, and that you were, you know, living in a bona fide cult. And that is exactly what happened to me. I spent over a decade of my life touring around the world with, as you called him, an evil mastermind, and that's, I think that's very appropriate. I would go even further than that, actually. He's, out of all the people I've met in my life, he's one of the most evil, manipulative, and diabolical people that I've ever run across. I'm talking, of course, about Doc Antle, who was the owner of TIGERS, which is an acronym for the Training Institute of Greatly Endangered Rare Species. And we started out together back in the 80s. It was my magic show that was bringing in all the funding, the major funding anyway, to support the animals and to build the career. And I saw animals as a platform to help separate me from all the other magicians out there at the time. And we're talking about the early to mid-80s in this time frame. And so there really wasn't anybody out there touring with big animals in their shows at that time, except for Siegfried and Roy here in Las Vegas, which is where I'm at now. And so I saw it as a way to build my career and something that would separate me from everybody else. And he saw it as a way of providing a stream, you know, of revenue that would be significant. And, you know, partnership was formed.
You know, what's interesting is you move on from that. You get out of that situation, thank goodness, and it just shows you what can happen with life. And because the TIGERS meant so much to you, you wrap that into some pretty big lessons. You talk about what it was like working with exotic lions and tigers and Siegfried and Roy. Like you said, people know those names from Las Vegas. But, wow, you had some incredible experiences. And you talk about some of the life lessons that you learned from these incredible, endangered, wonderful beasts. What are some of the lessons that you learned?
That's a great question. And, you know, today I spent a lot of time going from corporation to corporation doing a seminar and also a keynote speech called What the Tigers Taught Me. And I'll tell you, one of the most valuable lessons that I learned in working with these majestic creatures is the importance of silence, stillness, and breathing. And I'll tell you why. Because tigers can only eat if they master all three of those skills. Now think about that. In order to catch the prey, they have to learn to be silent. They need to master the art of being still and listening with their instincts. And then the very final thing is that they must control their breathing, because if they don't, they could alert their prey to where they are, and it could screw up the possibility of catching their next meal. So I learned a lot from these cats. I learned a lot of very valuable lessons. And all you have to, any animal can teach you the things that I've learned from these big animals if only you're open to the experience of communicating with them and allowing them to speak to you in their language.
Wow. I love that. Silence, stillness, breathing. We could all learn something from that. And then there's this other part, which I said at the beginning, this book, OCD, Life Among Secrets. I think a lot of people have OCD. Some don't know it. Some know it and don't want to show it. But it's really, really tough, isn't it?
It is. It's a horrible way to live. And the sad reality is that obsessive compulsive disorder only gets worse as you grow older. It doesn't get better unless you learn the coping mechanisms and the different skills that you will need to learn how to manage your obsessive compulsive disorder. You know, I tried everything from all the pills that were out there, all the psychotropics and all of those kind of medications. I was on all of them. And over the years, I found that therapy and learning the right skills were really what functioned best in my case, and also in the case of millions of other people out there. The problem is that people don't know that they have obsessive compulsive disorder. And what happens is they end up going through life normalizing their behavior and justifying it in their head to convince themselves that they're okay. And it's a horrible vicious cycle that you get trapped into, and it's really, really hard to get out of it unless you learn the proper skills. And I've dedicated the last 20 years of my life to teaching people how to do that.
And so for the people listening, they have to get your book, but give us one of the things that people can do, Stephen.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the very first thing that you do not want to do is you don't want to confront someone that has obsessive compulsive disorder in a negative way. That's only going to push them deeper into their disorder, and it's going to put distance between you and that person. And so one of the things I talk about in the book is if you or someone you love is dealing with obsessive compulsive disorder, then what are the top things that you can do to help that person get out of the situation or find the help that they need? And the very first thing is you approach that person with kindness, love, and understanding, and make very clear in your mind that what, even though it may appear to the outside person that the behavior of this person is out of control and it's crazy, and it might even look like it's a little bit insane, the truth is that this person is stuck in a vicious cycle that is controlled by their mind. And they often cannot. I was a checker. I used to check things. So, for example, I'd go around and check all the doors and windows at night before I went to bed. By the time I got back into bed, I had to go back and start up again, make sure, just to double check that everything that I had just checked was okay. Now, that's just one form of OCD. My mother had suffered from a form of religious OCD. She had to pray. Every 5 minutes, she had to pray about something. She was always constantly praying, and it was to an extreme. Now, some people listening might think, well, that's so bad. There's nothing wrong with that. But when it begins, when any behavior begins to rob you of quality of life, that is when it becomes a problem.
Yeah, and I can see that as your two examples with yourself and your mother are interesting ones, very different, but you're right, that's when it becomes a problem. So Netflix is doing a documentary about your life. What's that like? Oop, I think, do we have Stephen?
I'm here.
Oh, we have you. What, Netflix is doing a documentary about your life. What's that like?
Well, so many incredible things have happened since Tiger King has come out. And one of the interesting things was that I've been approached by a ton of different reality shows wanting me to appear. And then also I've had a bunch of Hollywood production companies that came at me wanting to either buy the rights to my story or the case of the agreement that we went with, that they're producing a documentary about the incredible journey that I had. I mean, it's been a wild ride, Kate, and you don't realize it when you're living it. You're young and you're naive, and you don't realize that you're living the most incredible existence. But I did over 10,000 live shows.
Wow.
About 100 countries around the world. And that gives you a lot of life experience. It gives you a lot of incredible adventures. And, people think that that's interesting. And so once Tiger King 2, the Doc Antle story, appeared on Netflix, almost within a matter of days, I started getting offers from around the world.
Wow. Totally makes sense. Hey, we're out of time, but where can people find you?
You can go to StephenDiamond.com, and I have a free webinar that just launched this week that will teach you how to stop your panic attacks instantly.
Oh, I love it. Stephen, thanks so much. Appreciate you coming on.
My pleasure, Kate. It's a pleasure. Anytime.
All right. Hang with us, everybody. We are headed for the exits next.
Hey, guys.
guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Escorted Away. We have Harry Josephson with us. Harry, this story is so powerful. Before we get into the details of the story, what was it that made you decide you were going to write this book?
Well, Kate, and I appreciate the question. It was a situation where I went through, 10 years or so of misery, learning what not to do with an addicted son. And it was something I needed to put in writing for my own benefit. It was a good therapy for me, and I thought maybe along the way I can help some other parents in the same boat, that maybe they won't have to go through everything I did.
And as you said, a decade of hell. How did you first discover that your son had a problem, that something was going on?
Well, we received a letter from a neighbor that said he had sent an email to her son saying that he had been high 24/7 since eighth grade was over. And then we found marijuana growing in his closet, marijuana plants. So those things together really tipped us off.
So that happens, and what's your first instinct? What do you do? Because I'm sure there's so many parents that are listening to us and so many concerned adults around kids they care about. What do you do? What did you do?
Well, the first thing we did was search his room, take everything out of there, get rid of the plants. We found some pills. We got rid of the pills. there's an instinct initially that says if you eliminate all this stuff, somehow you're going to eliminate the problem, but that's not really true.
Yeah. And were you surprised by this? Because you had a good kid that was involved in doing things.
Yeah, I was extremely surprised. I think everybody believes that, you know, my child's not going to have this issue. And he did. And it got worse instead of better. And eventually I had him shipped off against his will to a disciplinary boarding school out in Iowa.
Yeah. And how hard was it to do that?
Extremely hard, because he stayed there for a year, and I believe to this day that he would not have gotten a high school education, or diploma, I should say, had I not done that. But he looked at me through the window and said, "I'm turning to an effing life of crime. You will never see me again."
Oh.
He was driving away. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, how tough is that? And, you know, you talk about a lot of things in this book that I think are so helpful to so many other people. You talk about the three C's. What are the three C's?
The three C's were something I learned in a Naranon meeting. And it's the three C's are you didn't cause it, you can't cure it, and you cannot control it. And if you look at the 12 steps, the very first one of the 12 steps says that, you know, essentially you're powerless over addiction as you're looking at it from a Naranon member's viewpoint. So that's a big thing that freed me to say I didn't cause this. And I can't of my own volition cure it. And so I learned that unless he decided he wanted to get some help, there was very little I could do to make him get help.
Wow. And you know, then he gets the help. And what is life like today?
He still has some issues. I believe, as I look back at it these many years later, and he's been off heroin now, and we didn't even discuss the fact that he became addicted to heroin for
wow.
for quite a few years, that he still has the same issues, anxiety, depression, things like that, that he had before, but he was using these substances to try to mask that or to deal with it. And that's something we learned, too, that is if you have, and most of these people have mental health issues, there's not much we can do about that either. I mean, we're powerless over that. They have to learn to live with their mental health issues, and he still has some, but at least he's not using hard drugs to mask them.
Yeah, and you know, and in the book you talk about, like you say, heroin was a big thing. So it's one thing to find weed in the closet and be shocked and find pills and all of that, but then heroin, and we see how deadly it is, and then immediately when you say the word heroin, that's exactly what you think, and how addictive it is and how tough that is. But some of the other things that you dealt with, and you talk about this in the book, Escorted Away, and we're speaking with Harry Josephson. You can pick it up on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. The other thing that you talk about is you talk about jail, and you talk about back to jail, and you talk about back to jail, and, you know, 32 days in a different jail. Wow. That had to be tough, too.
It was very tough, but I got to a point where, with the help of some of the people in Naranon, it's like some of these things that we think are bad, are really bad or really terrible, are things that absolutely have to happen if somebody is going to get better. And our Naranon leader says, I try not to judge things as good or bad, because the thing I think might be the most terrible thing may be the thing that helps them get clean. So you have to kind of let go of the things that you think are good or bad along the way. And he spent time in lots of rehabs, I'd say probably 8 or 9 different rehab trips and a couple stints in jail. And it just a lot of things had to happen. So if I can give anybody advice along those lines, and we try not to give advice, but some observations that I learned was sometimes some bad things have to happen.
Yeah, and you have to let go of that, right? You have to let go of whatever the label is you think in your head and what's the worst of the worst to be able to get through it yourself.
Oh, that's correct. I mean, and on my end, too, I had to go through some really bad things before I got it, you know, so to speak. So that's why I think it could be helpful to other parents to hear my experiences. And then when they have those experiences, they can say, yeah, I've heard about this before. I may have to go through some things before I decide to let go. And you really do have to let go because you can't control the outcome. You can't cure this disease.
Yeah, you have to let go and then work around all that. And you mentioned so many times, and you have a chapter on it, about Naranon and how powerful that was for you. When you're in that group, there are people you can lean on. There's things that you hear, and you just said one of them to us that was something to really pay attention to, not judging good or bad, pulling that out of your mind. Was that the thing that sort of saved you a little bit?
It did largely. I was about ready to rip my hair out before I joined Naranon, and the ability to hear other people that have been through this before and have successfully and you know, the navigation of this type of thing is not an instantaneous cure for the parents either. It's a process, and you have to learn from experience. But when you hear other people who've been through it, you say, wow, that sounds so much like what I'm going through. It's not just me. And group therapy works that way. It's, you get to hear other people's experiences. And you're not alone. I guess that's the bottom line. You're not alone.
Yeah. And what do you hope, and you said it throughout this, what do you hope people take away? I mean, you've got conclusions in the book. You end with, what have I learned?
I think the biggest thing I learned was I can stand in the way of the things that have to happen for this person to get clean or for this person to get off drugs. And those are things like, you know, giving money, providing a place to go, a lawyer when you get charged with a crime, things like that. There's all kinds of things that I did. And I spent lots of money along the way learning these things before I figured out I was just giving him the resources to potentially kill himself.
Yeah, you were doing, though, what so many people would do, so many of us would do, because you just love them and you wanted to see this go away.
Right. As a parent, you think, I can help this go away. And our Naranon leader says, I've talked to many of people who have been through this and survived, asked them what it took to get them clean, and he said, I've never once heard him say, because of something my parents did for me.
Wow. Very, very telling. Well, the book is powerful. Pick it up, Escorted Away. Harry Josephson, thanks so much for sharing your story with us.
Okay, Kate, I appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
Well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.